Tomorrow, China's Communist Party will formally reveal its new leaders, the culmination of months of behind-the-scenes jockeying for power. A new generation is taking over. None of them are expected to stray far from the path of outgoing President Jiang Zemin. But among the rank and file of the Communist Party, changes are afoot, as NPR's Rob Gifford discovered when he visited the Beijing Communist Party School.
Hundreds of Communist Party officials sit in a darkened room watching a movie. How to be a good communist, perhaps? No, it's The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey as the man whose life is televised without his knowing and beamed out across the world.
Say something, goddammit! You're on television! You're live to the whole world!
To get a snapshot of how the Chinese Communist Party is trying to change, a trip to Beijing's Communist Party School is a good place to start. This is where party officials come for at least 3 months every 5 years to top up on the latest slogans, campaigns, and policies. But you can forget Long Live Chairman Mao. Today, it's movie appreciation class. A visiting professor from the Beijing Film Institute is telling the officials that movies don't have to be pure message. They can be fun as well. The class seems to be getting the message and continues to listen intently as the professor proceeds to tear apart the Chinese movie industry, saying it has hardly changed in 20 years. It's stuck in the Maoist past, he says, producing didactic movies that nobody watches. And that's a message the school seems to be trying to get across more generally, that in more areas than just movies, the old system needs updating to fit more with a society that watches Hollywood movies, shops at Walmart, and trades in stocks and shares.
I should admit that I'm not a profound learner for Marxism.
Jiang Tiedao is exactly the kind of new Communist Party member the authorities want. He's a 46-year-old educational administrator who's just been promoted. This is the second course he's taken at the party school. His English pronunciation is as crisp as his ironed white chinos, and he's so on message about Marxism and the changing party, it's almost painful.
We could not expect one single theory or one single thinker to give us a theory that we could benefit from generations. So therefore, we also need to a kind of updating the theory just to adapt to the changing needs of the society.
But the changes are not universally welcomed by conservatives, who fear they may erode the party's power. As one of the party school's senior professors, Yao Huan, makes clear, updating the party should not change China's basic political system.
Western democracy is suited to the Western political situation. The Chinese political system is suited to the Chinese situation. You can't just say that the Western system should be transplanted to China. What we need to do is perfect this system, not change it.
And that's exactly what this week's Congress has been trying to do. President Jiang Zemin, throughout his speech on the opening day of the Congress on Friday, repeated like a mantra that the party must change with the times. And he's introduced a number of ideological contortions to allow the party to say that capitalist policies are actually communist. But it's going to take more than wordplay to solve some of China's increasingly pressing problems. And it's going to take more than movie appreciation class to help party officials cope with the changes in a country that is rapidly entering the 21st century. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.